Joe's Need to Know News. Here we go. A North Carolina family is warning other parents after an app which lets kids exchange messages with Santa, which, by the way, it's not Christmas time yet, but apparently Santa stays in touch 24/7, guys. I guess this app sent their 8-year-old daughter inappropriate messages.
Oh, no.
It gets worse, though, Liv. The Santa Call and Text You app lets children record a voicemail message with their Christmas wish list and even leave a message for Santa Claus. Well, at least that's what they say it does, but Right. Obviously this is not from Santa. After sending a hi text, their daughter received a message from Santa through the app that asked, "What are you wearing?"
Ew.
The father called the police after receiving the messages, and they guided him through continuing the conversation to get more info. At one point, the app asked, "How old are you?" When the dad responded, 8, the app replied back, which could have been the kid still doing it, "You are too old for me." So obviously this is some sicko. This is not Santa. This is some person out there like making these apps so kids think they can talk to Santa right now through that app.
See, I mean, not that it's okay, but like pervs are going to be pervs and it's bad and I wish they weren't.
Pervs going to perv,
but
yeah.
Pretending to be Santa, you're going to like scar these kids for the rest of their life and you're going to like scar Christmas for them every year.
Yeah, what a jerk. Hopefully they'll be able to track that down. This woman is pretty, I don't know. It scares me. I don't know if I'd ever be able to sleep again. She's in Colorado and she's undergoing a series of rabies shots after being bitten by a bat over the weekend in her bedroom.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, by the way, she was sleeping.
That is terrifying.
It's one thing if I see it coming, I'm getting bit or stung. I'm like, ah, oh, no. You're what? You're. Ah! That's
I'm
exactly
sure
what happened.
I'm sure your dogs have done that.
My dogs?
Yeah, because they have rabies.
No, my dogs don't have rabies.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
I want to get that checked.
Right. The woman's security camera recorded the bat darting out of her house, but it was already after the bat had bit the woman. She was in and out of sleep, felt a sharp prick on her finger, and she woke up, and she's like, oh, crap, that's a bat. I'm going to turn into Batman. I mean, is that what happens? Is that how Batman was started? Like he was bit by a bat? I know that's how it works for Spider-Man. Is that how Batman works? I'm not really big into comics.
Batman didn't work like that. Batman is a billionaire, rich, smart guy. And so he just built all of the technology like a bat. It really had nothing to do with an actual bat.
I just feel like that's an easy way to do a story. Like, I'm Turtle Man. I was bitten by a turtle. I'm really, really slow.
Oh, I want to be Turtle Woman. That's cute.
Okay, turtle lady. So her husband shooed the bat out of the bedroom, but eventually, and got it out of there. But they still had to get a bunch of shots as a precaution so they don't get rabies. Now, this mom is a badass in Minnesota. A pregnant mom saved a boy who was drowning in the lake as she was teaching her toddler to float. She's
wow.
also pregnant. Come on, lady. The woman was at the beach with one of her sons, and she saw a fully dressed mother wading through the water, screaming for help. She looked over and saw a boy who was unable to keep his head above the water. Oh, God, that just gives me chills right now. That is the worst thing if you've ever been struggling to keep your head afloat in water. Like, I'm a pretty good swimmer, but still, even I've had a time where, like, oh, man, I'm having a hard time swimming here. And if you're helpless watching your child, what would that be like? Thankfully, this pregnant mom was on the scene. She handed her own son off to somebody else, said, "Watch my baby." And she headed over to grab the boy, and she brought him out of the water to safety.
Wow.
Now, of course, she's pregnant, so she's got some extra buoyancy. But still, that's pretty darn impressive.
I don't think it works like that.
It doesn't?
I think it might.
I think it is. No, like the fatter you are, the easier it is to float.
I don't think so.
How do you think ships float?
That's because
her mind is blown.
Yeah, she's like, wait a minute.
That's because steel and metal is not as dense as water, so it floats.
But I mean, it is heavy.
Yeah,
I mean it is heavy, but that doesn't mean that dense does not have to. The density of something does not have to do with the poundage, the weight of something.
I just don't feel like she's right. You could say
that
duh.
Is right. That is right. That's how things float in water.
833-563-2539. Let's have a full on science discussion this morning. If you know anything, because I think we don't know anything. Either one of us.
I think you're both right.
I'm telling you right now.
Switzerland.
yeah, thanks. I think that a 100-pound person live and a 400-pound person, if you put them side by side, the 400-pound person is going to have an easier time floating.
I just...
You think it would be the 100-pound person?
I don't know.
Okay. And finally, this is great news. If you like Cheez-Its and you like to get wasted off wine, Grandma, are you listening? You can now buy Cheez-Its and red wine together in one box. They partner with the brand Original House Wine, and one side of the box is wine. The other side is Cheez-Its. So it's kind of like wine in a bag where you just push
you
know, a dispenser?
Boxed wine.
Yeah. Each box costs $25, which is not bad for a bottle and some Cheez-Its. They go on sale tomorrow at originalhousewine.com. We'll put a link up on our website for Joe's Needs to Know News so you can see that. But you think our boss, he really likes wine. He's kind of fancy, though. Like, I saw him the other day, he's like,
smelling the aura, is like, ooh, it's
the tannins.
Oaky.
But maybe we could get that for him to suck up a little bit.
Maybe. He might hate us afterwards.
Well, he probably
He'll probably throw it away. He'll probably give it back to us and be like, here, this is more Urals.
As like a Christmas present? All right, that is Joe's Need to Know News here on Radio Now. What, we have somebody on the phone, Pork Chop, what's this?
Yeah, you got to take him, Steven.
Hey, Steven, what's up? You're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. What do you want to say?
Hey, I just wanted to say that Liv was right in one part. Density does not directly correlate with poundage. However, steel is way more dense than water is. What makes it float with the big freighters and boats is the surface area and how the steel is formed to create more air pockets in the bow of the ship, in the bottom of the ship.
Interesting.
Way to
go,
Liv.
Wait, I still don't understand what you're saying.
You're wrong is what he's saying, pretty much.
So then,
and I'm right.
So then would a pregnant woman float or sink?
A pregnant woman would float more than, say, Liv would because of the amniotic fluid in the belly and the fact that there's more more fat. And fat is not as dense as muscular tissue is.
So, Steven, in your expert opinion, would you say that a 400-pound person would float better than a 100-pound person?
100%, a 400-pound person would.
Really?
Would
that is so interesting.
Yet. Wow. Are you ready to admit with Steve and everybody else listening?
Why?
You
is
wrong?
That because muscle is like more dense than water?
Muscle is very dense, way denser than fat.
Interesting. Wow. Thank you so much for calling in. I learned so much, Steve.
You ready? Steven. He prefers
Steven.
Steven,
I'm sorry.
You ready to admit you were wrong? Okay,
I was
you
wrong
were.
About some stuff.